Yes, thank you. I'm laying there on my couch. And I wake up at 1 a.m.
Spasms.
No, it's time to have some narcotics. That's the other thing they give you too. It's good stuff, man. And it's legal. You know, and they said take 1 to 2 for the pain. Every 4 hours as needed. I only needed one. I don't take much medication if I can avoid it, so it doesn't take much for me to be able to take a painkiller and it knocks out the pain. But the problem is, I'm laying on a couch that swallowed me. Now, I have got pain here, and as soon as I go to move, I got back spasms here that's pulling over here, and the narcotics wore off.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, Lord, this hurts. But I know it's for your glory. I actually said that, you know. I'm reaching for the cane. Now, you've got to get a visual of this. I had to roll off. Where are you, cane, sir? I had to roll off the couch. Clunk. And I'm crawling, and I'm grabbing the cane. And now I'm like this, and I'm like this, and I'm grabbing. I'm getting up. I'll see you later. 15 minutes to do that. 15 minutes. Thank you. In the meantime, my wife's in the recliner over there looking at me. And when I get upright, the words of wisdom of the Lord come out of her mouth. You're not supposed to be in that much pain. And I'm thinking to myself, no kidding, Captain Obvious. You know? I would have helped you, but she said if I needed your help, you'd tell me. I love it when they take you literally. I went and got the narcotics, took my one pill, went and I laid down someplace else. I was higher. It was my bed. It didn't do no good because the darn thing folds in this way, so I just... Anyways, that's the way my last few years have been going. So by the way, I did end up healing real fine. They were amazed. I did not need the narcotics for more than 2 days. So now I'm sitting there with all these pills of oxycodone, and I'm thinking, man, I could be rich. And I got rid of them. Now, I found out that in this state, that there's no place to bring narcotics to get rid of them.
No, there isn't.
Bay State.
No one told me. Well, I didn't have a car yet.
Oh, that's right. You would have a long walk.
It's been a long walk. I've been a whole lot thinner. Now, let's fast forward.
The hospitals are supposed to do it.
My mornings are as follows. I wake up. First thing I say is, good morning, Lord. How are you? Redundant question. I know he's fine. But it's called courtesy. You in remembrance of your word, Lord. I am blessed going in. I am blessed going out. Blessed in the city, blessed in the country. Whatever I put my hands to prospers. And I'm also reminding you, now this was about to tell you, this happened a week ago to a week and a half. Lord, coming, we're in a cold spell. You know as well as I do, that oil tank is about out of oil. We have no money for the oil. So, I'm putting you in remembrance of your word. You have not because you ask not. I'm not asking as the world asks. I'm asking because you're my Father. You are my provider. If you don't provide it, we have no heat. We have no heat. We have no hot water. And remember, I'm trusting you. And my wife is watching it. And while we're at it, I need a wheel bearing for my vehicle. I bought a vehicle for $600. Wonderful, wonderful machine. You know why? I own it. No one can come take it from me. Well, they can, but the joke would be on them. It's a nice vehicle, really is. But it had a wheel bearing. It was going bad. And it's not cheap, these wheel bearings. They are, the ones for this vehicle are this big around, okay, and we're talking a whole hub. It's just a mess. Garages love to see these vehicles come in for that. So I reminded him of this. That day was hell on earth for me. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong, from point A to point B. I held my peace as best I could. There were times I snapped, but it was a minor snap. Very minor. Did I do it in my own power? No. Because over the past 2 years of doing what I was told to do to the best of my ability with what I had, the knowledge I had, I grew. And it came to a head. That morning I made that prayer, put him in remembrance of its word. I came home. My wife goes, "Pete, how long do we have with the oil? Go down and look at the tank." I says, "We can't look at the tank because 2 months ago the gauge on the oil tank broke. So you don't even know how much you have." I says, "Yes, I do. I have to use my grandfather's language, the language of numbers. I know how much we burn per day and how much we took on. So when are we going to run out?" I said, "We will be running out right here on this date." "Well, I can't pay the oil bill till 2 weeks from, or a week from that date." And I said, "We're out of oil on this date. Give or take 6 hours. And she just smiled. She says, "Well, I have to admit one thing. What? When you've said this stuff before, you say we're going to run out on a certain day. You sit back and you smile. You have the jerry cans ready. When the thing goes poof, you check the time and, oh, I was only an hour off. You go out and get some diesel fuel." That's what I, you know, I've done that quite a bit. Go out and get jerry cans of diesel fuel to fill up my oil tank. People didn't know that, did you? You know the difference is between diesel fuel and heating oil?
Not much.
The dye. One is taxable, the other one isn't. Now, when they sit there and they say that we don't have any heating oil because it's the heating season, we got caught with our pants down, that's bull. Hey, everything runs on diesel. Oh, you didn't know that, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, no, I was just thinking.
See, the Lord's enlightened you already.
No, I thought I was out of oil. And the guy said to me, "I don't have my trucks on weekends, but I'll bring a can with and put some in to get you to something."
He might have brought you a gallon, or he might have brought you 5 gallons or 10 gallons of heating oil or diesel fuel.
I was just thinking.
It's just different dye, slightly different additives.
You could go get diesel fuel and fill up my tank. Save a lot of money.
No, you won't save a lot of money. Diesel
fuel is more expensive.
I know it is.
The taxes on it. But the point is that in a pinch,
you can do it.
And it goes.
Because truckers were using heating oil to run their trucks to avoid the tax.
Yeah, and then they got caught. Now it's a big.
That's why.
So,
everything is.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there and I said, "This is where we're going to run out." And my wife says, "Well, what are we going to do?" And I said, "I ain't doing nothing. I already set my plea up." "Well, I'm believing God, and you got to start doing something here, Pete. Your job ain't good enough." I said, "Wait a minute. When I wasn't working, it wasn't good. Now my job ain't good enough." And I said, "Well, you know what? You're right. It ain't good enough. It's left me in a position where I still have to believe. I am not depending on me. I'm still depending on Him."
Yeah.
Now, that conversation ended. I go in the other room. My cell phone goes off. It's my father. He goes, "Hey." "Yeah. I don't have much money, and he always does that. I bless him. You know, I love the man."
Does that too.
But he says, "I know your position. I bought you a wheelbarrow. Pay me back whenever you can."
Wow. Awesome. Thank you, God.
That's what I said. Amazing. And he said, "Not only that," he said, "because I know we have to pull the wheels off, and we have to check this, we have to check that." He says, "I know you made mention of something about the brakes. So I got pads and rotors."
Oh,
yeah. He says, they're not the expensive ones. I said, "Dad, don't even worry about it at this point. Don't even worry about it." I said, "Thank you for listening to God." Hung up. My wife goes, "What's up?" I says, "My dad just bought brakes, pads, rotors, and a wheel bearing for the vehicle."
Wonderful.
She was like, "That's nice."
That's good. Because you still need oil.
Because we still, yeah, we still need oil. She is, we're pertaining to house here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 2 days later, I get a call from my aunt. I'm driving them out of here by the droves.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. 2 days later, I get a call from my aunt, and she says, Pete, I was in prayer, and I asked the Lord, I said, how much oil do I need to buy for him? And she said, I kid you not, Pete, I wouldn't do this, except the Lord said to me, call him, he won't lie to you. He has no pride in this area anymore. She says, Pete, how much oil do you need? And I said to her, I said, aunt, I am believing God for the oil. She goes, when are you running out? And I said, if all goes according to the numbers, it'll be, actually, it would have been tomorrow. Okay, that's actually what it ran out Monday. If the figures are correct, if I used up more fuel than I thought because of the cold snap, we could run out on Friday. That's the window. And she goes, this coming Friday? I said, that's worst scenario. She says, there's no panic in your voice. I said, why should there be? My God's in charge.
Amen.
She goes, well, your God is in charge. He's my God, too. I can only give $100, 100 gallons. But she said, that's enough to get you through the cold snap, at least.
Amen.
And that is a blessing. And she says, I'm doing it because I felt the urging to do so. And she said, now, I want you to call me and let me know when they deliver, because you're not going to leave a ticket. And I want to know that it's been delivered. So, okay, I'll do that. So time goes by. The following day comes, nothing shows up. Friday, that's 2 days ago, I get home from work. I'm on the big break, in between runs, and I go in the house, and the Lord says, go in the cellar. Go look at your oil tank. Gauge. The old cage is broken, Lord. You know, it's been broken for 6 months. I said, we took on 150 gallons and showed an eighth of a tank. Come on. That's a broken gauge. I only have a 275 gallon tank. Is there, go down there and look at that gauge. And it was a little bit more stern, so I figured he meant business. So I said, okay. I'll go down, I'll hear you. I go down there, and now my gauge, how it works, it doesn't go up and down. It has this little go side to side, okay?
Yeah.
And right below half, it's going like this. And then, Lord, you fixed the gauge. Fantastic. And they delivered. So I'm going to go give my aunt a call. So I did, and I called her. I said, left a voice message. They delivered. Thank you very much. God bless you. Call and tell your wife. Lord, now you're really pushing me in the corner. I don't want to talk to my wife. Yeah, I don't. We always fight. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of things going on. There's things going on in that household that people are not aware of. Past hurts on both sides that are surfacing like a blind pimple, you know. What is that? So I left a message with her. But she didn't answer the phone. Now, I go back to work. 3 o'clock, I'm up in Greenfield. I get a phone call. Hey, yeah? I went downstairs. We're just under half a tank of oil. And there, yeah, praise God, we received the oil. She's there, yeah, but there's a problem. I said, what's the problem? The guy just now showed up and says, ready to deliver. That's what I said. I said, excuse me? He's sitting there. The guy's out there, and he said, Simone Machnick sent me here to give you guys 100 gallons of oil. It's a gift. I'm ready. Is this such and such a house? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go drop it in now. I said, go downstairs and look at that tank. She said, Pete, I was down. It took me 5 minutes, man, but she went down there. And I said, is he still pumping? No, he just stopped. Where's the meter at? Just over 3/4 of a tank. And she's like, what is going on? I said, what's going on is that your father sent somebody else just before I got home to put oil in that tank.
Thank you,
And she gave 100 gallons. Then if we had 30 in there or whatever, we were just over 3/4 of a tank of oil. She goes, where'd the other oil come from? I said, probably Saudi Arabia. I said, what do I care? I said, mine is not the question, the gift of God. Mine is to give him praise, honor, and glory for the hand that moved the mighty hand.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And then to let people know about it.
Awesome.
Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness.
Amen.
Well, they did that one of the psalms. What is it for a man?
Don't remember.
That he blesses his man here on earth so that his name and he's glorified.
Amen. If it isn't in there, it should be. You know what I mean? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what I have for you this week. I hope
did
you enjoy
put a
it.
Smile on Mary's face?
Yes.
To the right.
Go.
Your protection is in him. Your hope is in him. Don't cry, why me, Lord? I say, why not you? Can I not use you as a testimony to what I can do?
Amen.